It's not every day here on WYPR that we talk about a new Baltimore radio station, for obvious reasons. But we're making an exception today because the new station in question is owned by the Maryland Department of Transportation and operated by the MTA. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has this look at why the provider of public transportation decided to get into the radio business.
Good morning from the MTA out there right now. Pentrain 421 operating.
We do have 419 on the pen line.
On the second floor of the Schaefer Building,
is holding public hearings.
The MTA transit team is giving status updates on buses, light rail, subway, and MARC trains to 20 radio stations throughout central Maryland, including WYPR. The team recently added a new affiliate, its own station, WTTZ.
Now, MTA commuter traffic and weather together.
Good morning from the MTA.
WTTZ, dubbed the Maryland Transportation Channel, provides information on MTA transit services and traffic. It also carries reports on delays at BWI Marshall Airport, the Bay Bridge, and city tunnels. Pretty much anything in the MDOT universe. In between the traffic and transit information, WTTZ plays a mix of smooth jazz and vocals. MTA Broadcast Operations Manager Mark Jones says his station revived a music format in Baltimore that commercial stations no longer wanted, but listeners did.
And it seemed to be a way to fill that void for folks who wanted to listen to that kind of music. And it seemed to be a safe format.
MTA Administrator Paul Comfort, a former broadcaster himself, says they are not trying to put us or any of our fellow broadcasters out of business.
I don't. No, but this is augmented. What you guys do, I think.
Comfort says they will continue to feed MTA information to stations in the area in addition to programming it on their new signal.
This is a way we can directly reach our customers with real-time and fuller information than we're able to give on commercial stations that have to pay for the airtime.
The transportation department has always owned radio stations, but they've been travelers' information stations. Those AM signals, the blue signs along I-95 or US 50 that tell you where to turn to for tunnel or bridge or traffic information. But WTTZ is much different. It's a low-powered FM station with a transmitter on Television Hill, allowing it to be heard throughout the immediate metro area. Jones, who you hear on this station each morning with Nathan Sterner, led the planning for the station. He says the idea came to him in 2002, in part out of necessity.
We lost a station in Cecil County back in 2000, and this was an opportunity for us to fill that void.
At the time, the FCC did not allow low-powered FM stations in big cities like Baltimore. But several years later, the laws were relaxed to allow for little FM stations in big cities. And engineers working with Jones found an available frequency in Baltimore, 93.5.
Direct from the WTTZ Broadcast Center, Event Studio 27B.
WTTZ launched last month with a live broadcast from the top of the Schaefer Building that featured a live report from MTA transit team member Kirk Kroenke.
Good morning from the MTA. We have on the MARC trains.
Maryland is not the only state with a full-fledged radio station for traffic and transit information. Delaware launched WTMC in 2000 by taking over a Wilmington AM station. But WTMC operates more like those traveler stations. MTA Administrator Comfort says he is looking for ways to air WTTZ on the system's buses and trains. The good news for us and Nathan Sterner, we'll still have MTA reports right here. I'm Kenneth Burns in downtown Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.